FM 90.3 WJTL, Joel Vaughn, Pray It Up. Before that, we had Among the Thirsty and Trinity. Right now at 7:04, good morning, happy Winning Wednesday.
Hey friends, it's Annie here, and we are celebrating Winning Wednesday today with Seventh Time Down by giving away their recently released album, Brand New Day. Winners will also not only get that album, but they'll be entered into a drawing for a Brand New Day prize pack. It includes a lot of cool things. I kind of want to even get in on this. It has an Echo Dot in there, a Quip toothbrush, T-shirt, devotionals. You want to be that next winner, so keep listening all day.
This morning, our very special guests from Sight and Sound, Katie and Brandon, are here. Hi, guys.
Hey. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
We're
great
excited.
Great to have you both here. Katie Miller is the Corporate Communications Manager. Katie, anybody you want to say hi to?
Hey, I want to say hello to my husband, Brian, and my three kids, Reagan, Anna, and Colson.
And they were looking at the webcam trying to get pictures of mom.
They were. I just got a text. We're watching you on the webcam on the website.
That's so cool.
So tell us a little bit about Sight and Sound.
Yeah. So, Sight and Sound, we've been here in the heart of Lancaster County for 40 years and couldn't imagine a better place to be and have our neighbors. And we are known for bringing the Bible to life on stage. And we are passionate about Bible stories and hoping that the guests that come through our doors experience them in a new and different way.
Tell us about some of the shows you've done recently.
Yeah, so over the last couple of years, we've had Samson, Moses, Jonah, and last year we had premiered our show Jesus for the first time, and we've been rehearsing for our new season this year, January and February, and we're so excited to be opening again this Saturday.
And so, I know we're not going to talk about Branson, but you guys do shows in Branson, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So our shows premiere here in Lancaster, and then we pack them up into about 50 semi-tractor trailers and ship them out to Branson.
That's incredible.
So Samson was here in 2016, and it's been in Branson last year and this year.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
If people want to get more information, see what shows are happening, they can visit you online.
Yeah, absolutely. Our website is www.sight-sound.com.
And today, Brandon Talley's with us. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning. Thank you.
And anybody you want to say hi to?
Oh, I want to say hi to my wife, Leslie, and my two little girls, Cora and Vivian.
And we were talking, you met your wife on stage at Sight and Sound.
I did, years ago. We were working together, playing opposite each other, and it happened quickly. When you know, you know.
So you graduated from school, got in a car, drove from North Carolina, came to Sight and Sound.
Literally, the day after I graduated college, I started
That's
a job
amazing.
Up here.
That's
15 years ago.
15 years.
Don't age yourself, Brandon.
Yeah. I know.
We're the same age, so.
I mean.
Brandon, you've done a lot of roles here at Sight and Sound. 15 years, that's quite a long tenure.
It's been really awesome. It's been a blessing.
And coming up this weekend, you're going to reprise the role of Jesus. Tell us about the show.
Yeah, this is probably one of my favorite shows that I've done in 15 years here. It's a powerful story. Jesus is somebody that everybody can find a way to connect to. And I think we do a really great job, I think, of making him a person that is approachable. And he loves every single person he comes into contact with. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite part of the show?
Oh, depending on the day, I probably have a different favorite part.
Yeah.
But I think walking on water is probably the most amazing.
The most cool thing.
It's the coolest part for me to experience up there on stage.
Yeah.
And I can tell it's definitely the coolest thing for the audience to watch visually.
Yeah. Now, do you get, as an actor at Sight and Sound, do you get a lot of feedback from the audience? Do you get to talk to them later and meet them and...
We don't actually. I mean, on a day-to-day basis, we don't take curtain calls at the end of the show because, you know, we really want all the glory and all the focus to be on God.
Yeah.
And so we do hear feedback from the audience, which is wonderful. That helps us. But we don't directly interact with them on a day-to-day basis.
Very interesting. Yeah. Well, coming up, we're going to talk more with Brandon and Katie. We'll find out about the shows coming up this weekend. In the meantime, sight-sound.com is the place where you can go.